אנחנו בשיעור בנושא איך להתנהג בזמן
הירידה. We're learning, we're in a lesson of how to behave during the descent. We're starting from quote number 13. How to behave during a descent.
ציטוט מספר 13.
Quote number 13 from Bala Sulam, Shamati 42. What is the acronym Elul? Ani ledodi vedodi li, in the work. It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achoraim, the posterior, discerned as concealment of the face. And to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of a Choraim, I agree. However, if one still has sparks of reception, he comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. This is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name Havaya, which is the first letter called a black dot that has no white in it, meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world. That becomes the Keter to the lower one, as the Kli of Keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest quality in the upper one is Malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything. Only in this manner is it called Malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly, afterwards it becomes Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal and the purest kli. In other words, the reception of Malchut in a state of darkness subsequently becomes a kli of keter, which is a vessel of bestowal. Again, it is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of a Choraim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of a Choraim, I agree. However, if one still has sparks of reception, he comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. This is the meaning of the letter Yod in the name Havaya, which is the first letter called a black dot that has no white in it, meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world. and that becomes the keter to the lower one, as the kli of keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest quality in the upper one is malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything. Only in this manner is it called malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly, afterward it becomes keter, which is a vessel of bestowal, and the purest kli. In other words, the reception of malchut in a state of darkness subsequently becomes a kli of keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Vlad, is it clear? No, I can tell.
How does malchut of the upper, which is complete darkness, become keter for the lower one, if we're in complete darkness?
That's the work of the lower one. No spiritual discernment exists in and of itself, but with regard to the one who discerns, upper, lower, shines in the dark, broken, complete, it's all with regard to the lower ones. We are at the end of correction, in a state where there is nothing to correct, everything is good, but we have to gradually reveal that complete state. Yes. So out of the darkness we have to build the Creator, make Him keter? You can put it this way. We have to resemble Him, like you said, present Him in this world. How do we do it? If everything is dark, there's no feeling, how do we build out of this? What do you have for this? What means do you have? The group, the friends, I guess it's enough. The group, the learning, the friends, all those means. Besides, there's also this world, maybe it supports in a reverse way. It doesn't matter. You have to arrange all those means correctly, and you'll see that they all work for the same, in the same direction, for the same goal. Those who are for and those who are seemingly against, they're all pushing you toward the same goal. Nothing happens for no reason. Every moment you are arranged in such a way that the Creator sees that every moment He directs you toward the goal. So you will look exactly where you should and not elsewhere. And if He turns your head elsewhere, you feel that you have to be looking that way and not this way where you were turned. So that's how you get reared. So how do you turn your head toward the Creator all the time? This is why you have the group. And in the group, at the center of the group, you make this direction. Well, obviously. There are means for each and every one. There's no reason to complain. Okay? What, Mr. Humus, what do you want?
Rav, what does it mean to be in gladness from the concealment?
If I get concealment, a place of darkness, disorientation, bad mood, no direction, helplessness, if I get concealment, where I am powerless, I have no desires, nothing. Maybe I should just play cards now, or what, go travel, or do other nonsense. Or, in short, I'll wait for it to go away, and I won't know what to do. Or, through the tent, I will drag myself over to them, and sit with them, like this, just completely powerless, and hear what they're philosophizing and talking and whatnot. But in this way, I want to get better. I have no choice. This is the only place of my spiritual health. So this is how I wake up. I begin to see that this is what the Creator sets up for me.
And this, what, it makes me glad?
What brings you gladness is the fact that you have a cause. You have an opportunity. So what else? You have like the end of the line that you can grab. It's like King David, who was in the bathing house. He saw himself naked, and he saw that he was circumcised. So he was happy, because he had a beginning. He had a beginning of a connection to the spiritual process.
I have one more question. I don't have the quote before my eyes, but it's written that the Creator understands. What is that? If anyone can read this sentence about the Creator understanding.
The Creator understands. So what if he understands?
What does it mean that the Creator understands? It's in the beginning that if the Creator understands, that he'll get more contentment.
Oh, that's what a person thinks. If the Creator understands that he gets more contentment from a state where he gives a person blackness, a person has to be happy about the darkness because it brings the Creator contentment.
What?
More? You see, besides you, no one wants to ask. Everyone understands. And what about you?
No, I wonder that he writes that I have to discover that I'm in darkness. I have to discover it. Why do I have to discover it? I'm always in darkness.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, it's not darkness. It's not the same darkness we need.
Rather, when a person is down, what does it mean? Isn't he in darkness?
I don't know. Yesterday, I could lose $1 million, or I could make $1 million. Which, for me, are darkness or light? You tell me. I decide. Of course. So what are you asking?
No, I'm saying.
It's not the situation itself where a person is in. In itself, it is darkness or light. It is what a person discerns with this, with regard to that state, the extent to which it helps him toward the real goal, as it is darkness or light.
That's true, but when a person sees that everything is opposite of what he wants, isn't that darkness?
Opposite with regard to what?
My desire.
A desire. Of course, the more opposite from the desire, it's more light, it's better. That's the way it is. Because we have to work against the desire, to rise above the desire. So the more we go against the desire, the happier I should be. I have darkness in my eyes. I don't understand anything. I don't see anything. Right, Vlad? Right. I don't want anything. I'm fed up with everything, etc., etc. I calculate and it adds up to something that is just, I want to just get away from everything. Just finish it all with life and everything. Right? Continue? No, I'm not going to continue. That's enough. You continue. So, after all these things, I have to say, there is no happier state. How does it go?
There's no happier state.
Yeah, sing it.
Nu lachem achshav, ach ve'rak elav hu rotzeh.
So what are you asking now?
I'm asking, is it conditioned? He writes that one of the conditions, or the biggest condition, is to discover my evil. If I don't do that, I can't discover my face as well. And so I'm asking, what is this condition? Why do I have to discover the bad in me?
How can you, without discovering your qualities, your character, your kelim, your nature, everything, your elements, without revealing all this, how can you improve them and bring them to the right form? I don't understand you. When you bring your car to the garage, to the mechanic, so what do they check? Or when a doctor checks a patient, what is wrong with a patient that needs to be corrected? So without revealing the bad, how do you think you'll get to correction?
Because I know, and I'm not kidding here, I know I'm a good guy. I'm honest. I do good deeds. I'm honest here.
So I'm telling you, this is all beautiful, except you checked yourself by measurements that are wrong, by the wrong criteria. I never heard from my mother that I'm wrong in some way. I'm smart, I'm beautiful, I'm so good, you name it, everything. So,
no.
Is this considered the right observation or not?
I think it is. That's a chubby.
I think so. Why don't you ask us so we will tell you who you are?
I know your opinion about it, about me.
This is why you're brought to a group and you're told, if you get along with the group in such a way that they will see, that will seem to you as complete righteous, and in their eyes you will be a friend in the full sense of the word, complete righteous, yeah. That's the right discernment. It's not the mother who is obviously biased.
Let me understand. What you're saying is when darkness is revealed to you, it's not what you think or your wife thinks about you. It's more about what the friends think about you, the ten.
It's the opposite from what the mother thinks.
Yeah, a wife thinks down on you, but that doesn't matter. The ten is what's important. They reveal evil to you?
It's the creator. To me, it's the creator.
The ten?
The ten is Avaya. In the end, well, the fact that I don't see it that way is because I don't see it. I am corrupted, but the ten is ten sfirot that in the right connection, if I come to see them, the way they are connected. Not how they present themselves. That's only an acting out toward me. I have to see the real situation. And if I see them as a real ten built as Havaya, then their behavior, their qualities, the connection, their manifestation are all the creator. There is no other creator. There isn't. You will not have it.
Can you give me an example of what the friends can tell you that when you're bad or good? What do you mean that you'll reveal that they'll tell you if you're bad or behaving badly, or what are the reasons? What example do we have that the friends can tell me if I'm good or bad? What will they tell me? Listen, Tzvika, you're not connecting?
Whatever they say.
What will they say?
Whatever they say, I have to accept as, I don't know, an axiom, as an etalon, as a superior standard.
Usually, what will they tell you? What do you have to reveal in yourself, in the ten, basically? When I'm in my ten, what should I reveal that when they tell me that I'm wrong?
That you are in contact with the Creator, you're included in Him, and you're with Him as one body, until you come to the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
How long does this take when you're...
That's a different story. If you're not working, it'll take a long time.
If I'm working?
If you are working, it'll take a few decades.
Decades?
Yes, of course. What did you think? Decades.
To reveal this evil takes decades?
20, 30 years, why not?
To reveal this evil?
Not only reveal it, besides revealing it, you also correct it. Yeah, but how can it be otherwise? What is this world with this time? It's nothing.
Let me understand. I have to reveal the bad and the good. And the bad and the good. That's the story. I'm being shown the bad and I have to correct it. How do I correct it?
When you discover the bad, you discover the shattering in your perception, in your kelim. You bring this, when you turn this bad into seeing it as good, it means you have corrected yourself. You've corrected your vessels of perception. And now you're fine. You're fine in the discernments that were revealed. Now keep going. It's all you have. You have nothing else but to see the friends as corrupted, corrected, corrupted, corrected, nothing else. Through them, you will then see it in the world. You think we have to correct the world? It's also our perception. Our perception.
This is the same for the whole world or only between us? This thing, when you see the bad in someone else, it's only between us? We shouldn't spread it out in the world? Meaning if we correct, we see the whole world good?
You also need to spread it out to the world. But with regard to your personal correction, this is how it'll change. The world is corrected and corrupted, corrected, corrupted. The more you discover that the Creator is present all over the world, the governance of the Creator, even the bad that you see, is that the Creator is breaking the world, corrupting the world in order to promote us. You see, we have to renew these points all the time. It used to be easier, now it's harder to see them because we've become more complicated. Go on. What?
Whatever the friends in my tent tell me, I have to answer amen?
In principle, yes. Yeah.
There's no room for critique or...
No, you already accepted the 10 on yourself. What criticism? No criticism. On the contrary, the more it goes against your reason and logic and understanding, you accept them, and then you go toward a bigger correction.
Maybe it comes from one of the friends' ego. What do you mean, accept it?
Yes. Came from their ego. Yes. So what?
To me, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If the Creator brought you to that state and says, take it, you have to take it. How do you check with your corrupted ego? How do you check them? Can you even see them? No. No, here... It's a very subtle and serious matter. What? You have 10 states in the 10. Will you criticize the 10? When each of you criticizes the 10? No. You accept everything in the 10. I have to be similar to it. I have to accept it as truth. Maybe I can or can't, that's a different story. But that I have to accept it? Yeah? There's a law, and then there's if you can keep it or not. In our world, there isn't a presentation of spirituality, of the Creator, of the force of bestowal, other than the 10. There isn't. Where else do you have it? How can you... can you imagine some upper worlds or something? Nothing. Only those 10 faces. The qualities between them that emerge, that appear to you, that you have to get along with. And each time this is wrong, that's wrong, he's wrong, that's wrong, you have to bow yourself 9 times before them. And you, the 10th, will you bow yourself finally in such a way that they seem to you like complete righteous for the time being? But in the next moment, you'll need to do more. And likewise, every moment you have to bow yourself. And after several such bowings, you see that this is really all of my work. And who is he? He is Havaya. I dwell among my own people.
And the strength to bend yourself in this painful moment.
Where do you take it? Yes. That's a problem. It's good that you have no power, because through the necessity to bend over, to bow yourself and accept the Ten as the complete Havaya, you need Him, the Creator. Meaning that the whole Ten and the breaking and everything you have are all in order for you to turn to Him. Until you cry out that you want Him to help you, to do something for you. With a litany of, from the bottom of your heart, like a baby crying, I can't, look what you did to me, I want to do this, it's not working out, I want to do this, and I'm not succeeding, and I know that I'm not succeeding, and that I won't succeed, but I don't have enough of a drive to turn even to you. So help me even in this. Okay, where are we? Yes?
According to the principles of Rabash, the Ten is only supposed to talk about the greatness of the Creator. How?
Yes.
In a Ten, when everyone only works on the greatness of the Creator, how can a person hear what's wrong?
He sees that the Ten is completely spoiled. He is spoiled. Everything is bad. Who could do this horrible thing worse than what the Creator set up for us? Even this expresses the greatness of the Creator. Look what He did. With all His greatness, all of His bestowal and love, look at how He broke everything and made everything so that we would see. It's all in front of us. It's just how we see things. When we see the opposite world, this is called I saw an opposite world. Like Cinderella. Svika, did you read it? There is this book. Right. So, you have this chariot made out of a pumpkin, like a carriage, and instead of horses, there are mice. And if you look correctly, it's a carriage with horses and everything. And you have Cinderella in that. This girl who was pulled out of the dump, out of the garbage, and out of the trash. So it depends how you see it. And you see it with your own kelim. Yeah, it's a perception of reality.
So the Ten is talking about the greatness of the Creator. So I see this wonderful world that you're talking about.
You don't see a beautiful world. You see, they have eyes and they don't see. You don't see a beautiful world. You see a broken, corrupted world, according to your kelim. He who falls in his own defect.
But the friends are talking about the greatness of the Creator, and if this awakens me to see this.
This is in order for us to be included with the real form, bring ourselves closer to the real form. But at the same time, we have to see the broken form.
So on the background of the greatness of the Creator, we imagine, I see this state how much, well, I can't see it this way.
Yes.
And then the gap between the two is called evil for me. That's what I have to correct?
Yes, but the friends too. And you connect. And you see that you're all broken this way. compared to not the, in the action, compared to the right form, which you can't see. So opposite that, you have a prayer.
So all of us as one, we give this picture of the greatness of the Creator, and we see, each one sees his own state together.
Yes.
Okay, so here, it's not that the friends are telling me something about me. They're generally talking about our state.
You don't even want to see your personal state. Anyhow, everyone feels how he's included in the right form individually. But you can talk about the general form.
In this state, when we're talking about the greatness of the Creator, as much as I try to increase the greatness of the Creator, but I can't, in the eyes of the friends, is that also considered something evil in me, that I can say I'm lacking the strength, I can't see the perfect picture, I can't give the friends the strength?
That too is the greatness of the Creator.
My inability to help them is also...
It's also the greatness of the Creator. Everything is on Him, attributed to Him. Okay, right? What? I can't hear. What does he want? Chadera. Okay. Normally, they are...
Hello, Rav.
Hello. Look how many people.
The Creator is making us fight. And is it in our powers to connect? Is it possible at all?
The Creator creates conflicts among you so that you would turn to Him and say, we see that it's you. There is no other force acting in the world. You are setting us against each other. You do it. It's called a king who puts to death and brings to life and creates salvation. So now you're putting us to death. So we demand of you to turn around, become revealed among us as a power of connection, so we would cling to you and achieve salvation. That's it. And don't think that after you come to this and connect and are happy, the next moment you will fall into a bigger conflict. And you will say L'chaim to this. Dudi.
Excerpt number 14 out of Rabash. The article is Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth, and has no support. For then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness.
Meaning a person is in a state where he is empty. There is nothing, nothing changes. He can't see anything in life, in his life, not his present, not his future. It's a situation that is worse than death. It's really worse than death. Because in death, you don't feel anything. And in this life, you feel only emptiness. But it's such emptiness that it's hard to move, to see anything. The will to receive just doesn't feel anything. And it exhausts you. It's not simple. And it takes a long time. People come to me and tell me, I stopped learning. I used to read at home articles. I can't touch them. I can't listen to anything. I don't come to Yeshivat Chavarim anymore. I just want to watch these stupid movies wherever I can find them on the internet or whatever. And nothing, just nothing. I'm like a ghost, like a zombie, whatever. I get up, I go to bed, I go to work, I come back. I do everything out of necessity only. And it goes on and on and on. So we can accelerate these times. We can rush them. But that period, sometimes it comes back and comes back strong afterwards. In the end, it comes back big time. When a person really comes to a state that I could die right now, that's it. Now someone tells me I'm going to die. So I lie down and die. I have no feeling about that too. You believe me, Niv? You don't believe me? Just like that. Yeah, I'm ready. From the state where I am now to a state of death, there's hardly any difference. There is a difference, actually. A change for the better. Yeah. Dudi, what do you suggest out of all this?
What Rabash writes, at that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. That is, a person does not say to the Creator, "If you give me a good feeling, to feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I will be willing to believe." Rather, when he has no knowledge or sensation of spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and observe the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally.
The group should help in this, so that whatever happens to a person, he has to get support, necessity, strength, the drive, the pressure, whatever you call it, from the group. The group can relate to him like to a plant, to a rug. It attaches him to the group, and that's it. That's how it should be. Moti.
When the cup is full, who determines that? Is it the upper one or the lower one?
The upper one. The upper one determines. How do we know what is the cup? It comes all of a sudden. When the cup is full, it's full.
But previously described the state of when the lower one seemingly says, I'd rather be dead, wants to disappear, etc. So that's the feeling of the lower.
Yes.
So this feeling is something he gets from the upper one?
Yes, but it still doesn't mean anything. The lower one must, at that point, you have to discover my death is better than my life, means it's better than my ego. That's the point that has to get this characteristic. Okay?
No.
Yes?
How does this matter of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven unconditionally, how does that reside along with the prayer?
They are one to one. If I can accept the kingdom of heaven, the governance of the kingdom of heaven on me unconditionally, then I have only one plea as a result of this, to be in dvikut, in adhesion with this. Governance or control, I can say that it's negative or positive, but it's a given. This is what I discover in my kli, in my qualities. But to be attached, adhere to it, this is already a prayer.
We don't have to agree to these states of darkness, right? We should come out of them.
Why not agree?
Because we don't have joy, we don't have an ability to work, we have nothing.
Oh, I don't have gladness, so that's why I disagree.
I'm saying it's not desirable for me to be in this state. When he described the state, darkness.
Why? Why is it not desirable to be in darkness?
Because I'm only in the darkness. There's nothing else.
So what?
So what's good in it?
Oh, what's good? Meaning you want to feel good?
No. We know that's not. No, I'm asking about spirituality. What's good about that? We have to come out of it.
It is written, their darkness will shine as light. How do you make their darkness shine as light so that nothing matters, and for you it turns from darkness into light?
So it's no longer darkness, it becomes light.
What became light?
Darkness.
By what?
I came closer to the group, I can bestow, I have a different intention.
By changing your kelim only, there is no darkness outside of you or light outside of you. It is your kelim that have changed. Now they feel your situation is light.
Yes.
So
we came out of darkness. I don't have to stay in this state.
Yeah, we're out of it. So what are you asking?
That's what I'm asking. I'm asking when he writes that in this point that it's all darkness and concealment of the face.
Yes.
I have to call for a change.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, you have to call for a change. But not change so it'll become light, but so that my kelim will be inverted, and then instead of darkness, I will see light. And why do I want to be in this? In order to bring contentment to the Creator. So I will discover Him truthfully as doing good.
Okay, and only after this process I went through, only then can I see the corruption in me? At the moment, I don't see what's wrong in me, right?
Yes and no. But you see, you do see something along the way as well.
Okay.
Okay? Very well. What Chaim? Haifa. Where? Haifa. Please.
Good morning, Rav, dear friend. Rav, I wanted to ask, there is a kind of darkness which is corporeal, and there is a spiritual darkness. If you can explain the difference between the two?
It depends with regard to what kelim. The corporeal darkness, you mean that I don't see the light of the sun or the light of the electric lamp? This is the corporeal darkness? No. The darkness with regard to my vessels of reception, that's the corporeal darkness? Uh-huh. So I need to switch on the light. How? How in corporeal darkness do I make it spiritual light? Or corporeal light? Corporeal light. Okay, so let's say yesterday I lost something, so I see darkness. Today I have to gain, to earn something, so I will see light. In vessels of reception, this is what you mean?
Yes, there is darkness with health or with money or things in the family.
Fine. It's like everyone else. Without attributing it to your correction. Although there are many people who also say, what did I do to deserve this, that I became sick? As if there is a connection to the Creator in this. There's a whole spectrum here of complaints. Spiritual darkness is when I feel the darkness in that I don't see the world as governed by only by the force that is good and does good in all of its manners.
This happens in the corporeal darkness as well. I should see it this way.
In the spiritual darkness, what I'm lacking is the revelation of the Creator as running the world as the good who does good, according to my kelim. It's not like the Creator needs to be revealed. I don't pray to Him to be revealed to me as good, which is what the rest of the world does. I ask Him to change me. So I will see Him, just like now I see Him, but I will see Him as good, and His world as good. Meaning, what am I praying for? For my kelim or for His behavior? That's the difference.
I'd like to raise the question about the fact that sometimes I feel that everything's okay, both in corporeality and in spirituality, but I still feel this descent, this bad feeling.
What do you need?
Exactly. And I feel it's as if I'm insolent to feel this way, because everything's fine, but I feel I'm in a descent.
So that's what I'm asking. What do you need? What are you lacking?
I don't know. I'm saying everything's okay, but I feel this darkness. So I wanted to ask, how can I come out of it? What can I do?
Meaning, it's still not that great.
Yes. In the group, everything's okay. At home, everything's fine. But you feel this darkness.
So, and if you were given more in terms of food, sex, money, power, knowledge, honor, everything you want will be even better. Yes?
No, everything's fine. Meaning you feel fine, but it's still there is something.
So what I'm asking is, what is lacking? You're saying something is lacking. You're saying it's still not. There's still something that where I feel empty.
Sometimes you walk heavy, you know, there's this heaviness. And you're asking yourself, why? And you also reach a state that you say, it's insolence to feel this way because everything's fine.
It seems to me like you're looking for wings.
I wish.
Yeah, to fly among between the worlds. Look for them.
Please explain yourself.
There's nothing to explain. This is what you need. Meaning I have everything, but I want something more. So that something more that you want, if you want it, you can scrutinize it only within the group. Only in the group. This is what you need. You have no dvikut with the kvutza. You have no friends. You have no place where you can discover the Creator. You feel some inclination toward it, some deficiency, desire for it that you're given from above, but you still are not. You haven't worked in it by yourself. This is why you can't scrutinize it. It's still not there. So today you will go through the day thinking only about this. How do I add to my life where everything is fine, it's cool, fine, but something. That something is through the group, through the connection in the group to discover the Creator. This is what you are missing. Try to do it with all your might.
Thank you very much.
We have... That's it. Besides Jerusalem, there's another one over there. Where?
USA.
Yeah, USA Northeast.
Hello, Worldly. Hello, Rav. Previously, we were talking about not seeing the real world. What is this real world? How can you explain it?
The real world is something very simple. It is the Creator revealing all of His actions toward us, and we accept these actions and accordingly work in Dvikut with Him, and everything is clear and complete. Because our Kelim are corrected, not because the Creator was revealed. The Creator is not revealed. He remains concealed. And we maintain that concealment. But through that concealment, we can adapt ourselves to Him. It's like a game where, say, the mother is hiding from her child, and the child wants to resemble or do things who the mother probably wants to see him doing. In this way, we discover the Creator, meaning we don't discover Him. We act. And out of these actions, we build the image of the Creator. While He remains concealed, we see that He does not become revealed. There is work on this. Anything but revealing, because the revelation erases me. And when He is not revealed directly, but invokes in me all kinds of deficiencies, where in this way, in that way, in this way, I can adapt myself to Him. In this way, I build myself a little more and a little more resemblance to Him. This is called revealing Him. I reveal Him. I become Him. I will be called Adam, Dome, similar to Him. And this is called the revelation of the Creator to a person in this world.
So if I live under this rule that the Creator is the one that does good to the creatures, then all I have to do is to do good to the creatures, right?
Yes. At the end of the day, when do you become similar to the Creator? When the Creator kind of broke all of reality for you, and you have to create a correction and good relation to reality, all of reality, until you come to absolute love to all parts of reality. And then you truly become, then you truly reveal the nature of the Creator. And this is called, and the name of the Lord will be upon you. Well, Dudi, let's, yeah. What do we have for the day?
We have an evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30 p.m. live with Dr. Rav Lightman on our website, Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Kabbalah Lam College is happy to announce we're starting new courses. We're inviting you to intro lectures tomorrow, Tuesday, in Tel Aviv, and on Wednesday in different cities throughout Israel. Admission is 30 shekels. For registration, go to our website or call us at 1-700-509-209. And this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
חברים, נא להחזיר את הספרים למקום, כוסות להשליך לפח וכיסאות להחזיר סביב השולחנות.